Ian, pick up the hammer.
Cook the chicken.
Use the fish guns.
So I've been playing Xenoclash.
Yeah, me too. That game is messed up.
Yes.
In its weird post-Earth crazy setting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how that's meant to be.
Yeah. You don't even know by the end of the game. Like, it's just...
It's like a surrealist nightmare of some sort.
You have a few kind of illusions.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, Shadow of the Beast and, weirdly, Primal Rage.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird... I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know how to articulate what that world is meant to be, but it's very strange.
I read the Chilean developer Ace Team's influence was Hieronymus Bosch, which...
I can totally understand that.
Yeah, I had a look at some Hieronymus
Bosch. It's just absolutely bizarre.
I like saying Hieronymus Bosch as well, yeah. So that works out.
Kind of a nice Osh sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that game's nicely focused, though.
Yeah.
Like, given its weird art style, it's very straight up and pure about what it's doing.
You punch dudes.
You punch dudes in first person.
Yes.
Sometimes you
use a weapon.
Some kind of
fish
hammer.
Gun.
Yeah, weapons, guns.
Yeah, it's...
What have you.
Kind of the pacing of the game reminds me of Chronicles of Riddick in that, like, every single little section of the game has you doing something different. It's not just slog of punching dudes.
Yeah, how many hours did it take you in the end to...
Probably about 4, I'd say.
Yeah, that seems like just long enough for what that game is. Like, any longer and I think you'd probably run out of stuff to that would feel unique for the duration.
Well, bad news, they're making a sequel.
But I can believe that the fact that they had plans for a much bigger game, that Xenozoic game, that, you know, they're going to build on top of it with RPG stuff and stats and whatever.
The rarest and my rarest genre is the first person RPG. So that would be excellent.
Yeah, especially one that does the real time combat so well.
Yeah,
like it usually feels a bit underwhelming. Like, you know. Clearly Fallout and things like that had to make, and Oblivion made some sacrifices in the name of being an RPG, so...
Well, it depends what you're actually... what thing within the game you're leveling up is affecting. Like, it always is annoying if you're affecting, like, some sort of hit rating.
Yeah, like a dice roll that's going on behind the scenes.
But when it's just kind of, like, your ability to take damage and your, like, weapon power, then it usually works fine.
Well, in Xenoclash, there's nothing getting in the way of my ability to... punch this chicken man in the face repeatedly, so...
Yeah. That's a weird-ass game.
Yeah.
I like how weird all the weapons are, though. They're kind of, like, made of, like, leg bones.
They're willfully odd.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when I get a new weapon, I just kind of stare at it for a while, like, what? How does this work?
It's like a little mini trebuchet.
Yeah, like, at the start of the second mission or something, you get this weird... bow gun thing.
It has two bows.
I can't work out how the hell that thing works. You seem to like load little
balls
into it or something.
I also like how all the weapons have infinite ammo as well, because like you can never use one for terribly long before someone just kind of flips it out of your hand.
Or in a last ditch attempt to kind of avoid someone or hurt them, you just kind of throw it at them in vain.
Which doesn't really do a lot, but it's a nice touch.
The regenerating weapons come in useful in the tower like survival mode thing, because
haven't given that a go yet.
It's quite tough. I was playing it on medium and it seemed really hard. Like, there's an achievement for completing each of the stages, rounds or whatever. There's like 10 of them. I couldn't get past the first one on my first try, so might have to go back and give that a go. But occasionally there will just be guys standing around the weird like atrium place that you're in, and there's no way to kill them other than getting a gun, so you know, you can't like cheat yourself out of being able to kill them if you run out of bullets, because they just all recharge, which is fine.
Yeah.
But
I think one of the most enduring things about the game for me after finishing it was the story. Like, it's oddly kind of touching at times.
Yeah. Weirdly affecting, given that all these characters have giant horns and chicken faces and whatever.
Yeah. And, like, you shouldn't expect it to, like, explain itself. Like, it's not going to explain why it's...
Well, yeah, just take it for what it is, because if it gets too self-conscious about what it is, then it stops being as, like, enigmatic and interesting.
Yeah, and you will discover the secret of Father Mother, which I will not reveal here.
Giant hermaphrodites.
Yes.
But it's a really interesting and cool game, and I'm... Even if I didn't like it, I'm glad that it exists, but it just happens that I do like it, because...
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's also nice that they were able to get it to a wider audience by putting on the 360.
Yeah, with this version.
Because someone will actually play it this way.
Yeah, and I think way more people will be into a sequel now, which will be awesome.
Yep.